Today, the medical profession is at war, with the junior doctors being accused by their senior colleagues of putting patients at risk. In a hard-hitting attack, the Academy of Medical Royal Colleges is calling on the junior doctors to call off their strikes. We know there are genuine concerns about the contract and working arrangements, but we do not consider the proposed strikes are proportionate, says the Academy. 5 days of strike action, particularly at such short notice, will cause real problems for patients, the service and the profession. But it's not just this month that the British Medical Association is threatening 5-day strikes. We heard on Wednesday that junior doctors plan to strike between the 12th and 16th of September. But now the BMA has announced further strikes for 5 days between the 5th and the 11th of October. And then again for another 5 days in November. And also in December, between the 5th and the 9th.
This decision wasn't taken lightly at all. Doctors don't want to go on strike. We generally hate going on strike, but it's just extremely unfortunate that the government has left junior doctors with absolutely no other option.
Hospitals are already starting to make contingency plans for the strikes, but NHS bosses also say patients will suffer.
It's very difficult to trace particular death to strike action. What we can say is that there will be a significant impact on patient care. When you have this level of disruption, then it's much more difficult for the NHS to provide the right quality of care. And clearly, it potentially increases the risk.
John Stoneley from Winsford in Cheshire is due to have a non-emergency operation during the junior doctor's 5-day strike threatened later this month. But perhaps surprisingly, he backs the strike.
If it is cancelled, I don't know at the moment because I've not heard anything, but I'm sure they'll get in contact with me. If it is, I'm sure I can manage and put up with it. They've supported me and my family over the years, so, you know, it's about time we really started to support the NHS.
Theresa May has accused the BMA of playing politics and has backed her embattled health secretary. But at the same time as the BMA was escalating its strike action, Jeremy Hunt was in 10 Downing Street in talks with the Prime Minister. A regular planning meeting, it was claimed. After her attack on the junior doctors and her strong backing for the embattled health secretary, the BMA appeared to be targeting the Prime Minister personally. The strikes threatened in October are due to begin on the day of her speech at the Conservative Party conference. And the junior doctors are lining up for a fight with the government, which could last many more months. John Craig, Sky News.